fact that pretty much in every sport you have the border rivalry with Wisconsin, and it's, you know, it's a heated one, a lot of competitiveness there. Is that, how much does it, does that help your team going, leading in those games? Because there's no, you don't have to do anything to motivate them. I mean, it's just,
yeah. Well, for me, I guess personally, it's hard to really, I don't know, not invest too much in that, but to get it, you know, obviously I'm not from here, and it's to me it's just another team we got to deal with, and in lots of ways I'd rather our athletes saw it that way. I think we try to treat every match the same. I think it's tough when you're younger to do that. I think you always kind of want to play up sometimes, and maybe let your opponent dictate the level of your investment other times, but. For the most part, I think this team, our team, is excited to play, and we know they're going to be tough, and, you know, glad we get them home to start this series.
Sure.
Last week I was asking you about the losses coming into Maryland and Rutgers, and now you guys won those this past weekend. So what was working so well with Maryland and Rutgers?
Well, I think on Friday night especially, we had much better offensive rhythm, and, you know, I think defensively we were able to turn a few points there, but I just thought it was overall a pretty smooth performance. Saturday, you know, a little bit more up and down, I think, from our point of view. The first set, very clean. The next two sets, you know, a little bit of a mixed bag. But again, just we were able to do enough to get through it, and, you know, obviously looking forward now to this week with a much stronger opponent that we get to play twice, which is an interesting scheduling deal, but there you go. Wednesday, Saturday with Wisconsin, which will be good. We're looking forward to it.
Talk about Santana, her play this weekend. She led your team with kills. Just talk about what key to her success over the weekend.
Yeah, I thought she was much, much more in control offensively on Friday, and Saturday was okay too, but I think she was you know, trying to maybe force a couple of shots, but on Friday, really smooth, great rhythm, great range. She hit the ball with a lot of confidence and a lot of power. It was great to see. It was one of her best offensive performances for us, I think.
So tomorrow, Wisconsin, what have you been telling your team this week how to beat them tomorrow?
Well, yesterday we focused primarily on us. Today we'll get more into Wisconsin about some of the weaknesses that we think that we might be able to exploit, mm-hmm. and some of the areas that we believe they'll be trying to expose against us, so we'll get more into that today. Most importantly, though, it's a lot, in my opinion, about how we treat the moment of competition and how we get into battle mode for both of these matches, knowing one that they're a good team, but more importantly too, that you know, I think our best volleyball this year is still to come. I think we've been getting better most weeks, and hopefully we can take another big step in that direction this week.